Maseches Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, deals with the amount that needs to be taken off for challah. To understand this, one needs to understand that there are two separate dinim here. Number one, that a certain portion needs to be taken off of the dough in order to render the rest of the dough to be edible to a non-kohen. For there's no minimum shear. However, that piece of dough then needs to be given to the kohen. And the rabbis understood from the pasuk that it needs to be a piece that is worthy of giving to the Kohen, a piece that they defined as a little less than 2 eggs worth. In order to get to that amount, the rabbis gave a percentage of the loaf of the dough that has to be given to the Kohen. And they assumed that if you basically went with that percentage, that you would get a piece that was of a certain size that could be given to the Kohen. Shir hachala echad me'esrim ve'arba'a. You have to give 1/24th, and by giving 1/24th, then even if you have the minimum amount, even if you have an amount which is just 5 rivei kabin, right, the amount we had from last time, you'll still be left 1/24th of that, it'll still be something. And therefore, you give 1/24th on all the loaves, on all of the doughs, in order to make sure that you have a reasonable amount to give to the Kohen. Ha'osa isa la'atzmo v'ha'osa l'mishteh v'no echad me'esrim v'arba'a. This 1/24th measurement counts whether you're making it for yourself. And even if you're making a lot, but you're making it still for yourself, for your son's wedding or something of that nature. However, nachtom shehu ose limkor bashuk, v'chein ha'isha shehi osa limkor bashuk, echad ma'arba'im ushmana. Someone who's making for public consumption, since they generally use such a large amount, and it's not that you're a homeowner, you're baking for yourself, but you happen to be making a little more today than you did yesterday. But if you're engaged in commercial activity and you're dealing with a very large loaf, the rabbis felt that you could give 1/48th. Not that the rabbis were lenient on you because you're involved in a commercial practice. But again, remember, in order to fulfill the requirement to take off a piece, that can be any piece. The idea is to make sure that at the end, the piece taken off is a reasonable sized piece for the Kohen. Since people in a commercial setting deal with such a large batch of dough, we can be assured that even if they're giving 1/48th, they're still giving a reasonable amount to the Kohen. Nitmeis isasa shogeges o anusa echad me'arba'im ushmona. Even a homeowner, even a person who is doing it for themselves, who generally gives 1/24th, if the dough becomes accidentally tamei, and in the end the Kohen is not going to be able to eat it anyway, so then you can go back to the 1/48th measurement. Nitmeis mezida echad me'esrim ba'arba kadei shelo yehecho teniskar. However, if you touched it, if you specifically made it tamei, then we can't give you this bonus. Kadei shelo yehecho teniskar. You shouldn't benefit from your improper behavior of making the challah tamei, and therefore you have to give the same 1/24th. Halacha l'maisa today, since it is never eaten, since the Kohen as well is Tamei and it's never eaten, the Ramah Paskins, you can take off less than a 1/24th. And Amir Tzashem soon, when we'll be able to eat challah again, we'll go back to these larger amounts. The last Mishnah in the Perek, Mishnah Ches, says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Niteles Min HaTahor Al HaTamei. We go back to the subject of two loaves. One is Tahor and one is Tamei. Rabbi Eliezer says that there is a way to, at the same time, have them be together in the sense that they're mukaf, and since it's considered to be one loaf, considered to be one dough, you can take the challah requirement from one of the loaves for both, and still not have a problem of making one dough tamei by touching it to the tahor. How do you do that? We pointed out before that there are different requirements for mukaf. How close the two doughs need to be in order to be considered one. In a situation where I'm very careful that they shouldn't touch, it may be a bigger problem to have them further away from one another. Even though in a case where I just have two tahor loaves and they're sitting next to each other in a bin, that would in my mind be considered one. But in a case where one of them is tahor and one is tameh, and I don't want them to touch, that desire that they shouldn't touch produces more of a separation. So it's specifically in this case that they're going to have to touch in some way in order to be considered to be one loaf. But how can I have them touch and assure that I'm not going to make the loaf or the dough, which is still tahor, how can I make sure I don't make it tamei? So he has an interesting suggestion. He says, create four different doughs. What you do is as follows. Isa tahora ve'isa tamea, notel kadei chala me'isa shalohurma chalosa. You first start with the two doughs, okay, the tahor and the tamei. You remove from one of them, probably from the tahor, you remove from one of them a piece of chala, which is going to be big enough to cover both loaves. You don't declare it to be chala yet. So the dough has been separated, but it doesn't take on the characteristic of chala yet because you haven't declared it to be chala yet. So now you have three. You have two doughs, and you have a ball, which is going to become chala. And then, v'nosein pachos mikabetza be'emtza, you then take a fourth little ball, a ball that is smaller than a beitza size, kedei sheyitol min hamukaf, which allows you to put it all together. That ball, which is smaller than a beitza size, is too small to contract and to transmit tuma. So what do? You put the tamei loaf on one side and the tahor dough on the other side, and you put this little connector in between. And then you touch the ball, which is going to be challah, to that connector. The connector itself does not become tamei, because it is too small. Since it's less than a beitza, it cannot contract tuma, and it's too small to get tuma from the loaf. But now all the loaves are connected. You then declare the piece that you took off that's going to count as challah for the two, and you declare that to be challah, and it remains tahor. And then you separate everything. V'chachamim osrim. The rabbis say this is a bad idea. Something's going to go wrong here. You're going to end up somehow contaminating the tahor dough, and therefore it is better to remove two separate pieces of challah, one piece of challah from the tahor and one piece of challah from the tameh.